Yes, I'd like to introduce my two guests, Ingrid Knox and Beryl Moody. They're both on the publicity committee for the Craft Guild of Nevada County, and they're about to put on their big show of the year, the Winter Fair, and it's going to be at the fairgrounds this Saturday and Sunday and in the main building. And it's so nice to see handmade crafts available. And Beryl, I know you have some of the names of the people and some of the things they're going to be having at Winter Fair.
I do. We have people who have been longtime members of the Guild and some new people this year. Cora Hughes does decorator pillowcases, which are wonderful. Rich Irwin makes metal sculpture. Barbara Wilson makes something called quillos, which is a combination of quilt and pillow. And she makes them for your decor if you've got a mountain cabin. Ingrid Knox will have hand-woven textiles. Carolyn Statler does a wonderful jalapeno jelly. Gail Jepson and Linda Gunderson are making handmade hats. Dan Davis does yard art with Audubon-compliant birdhouses, which are really pretty nice. Rose Massara, Pat Hart do wonderful jewelry. And Connie Alexander does collectible teddy bears. Now, this is just a few of the vendors that are going to be there, of course.
Yeah, because I guess you have quite a few members in the Craft Guild of Nevada County, which is, tell us about the group, Ingrid.
Well, this group was created over 30 years ago, of basically women who had retired from the workplace and wanted to find a way to have home businesses that revolved around crafts. They love to get together and do crafts and also to sell their work. The other thing is we're a charitable organization, so we basically, a lot of the profits that we get from Winter Fair, we put into other organizations in the community. And this year, we had two $500 scholarships for graduating high school seniors. We also gave donations to Women of Worth, the Friendship Club, and Neighborhood Center of the Arts. So we're not only trying to have fun by making crafts with each other, selling those, but also helping the community.
Yeah, some great groups, too, that you donate to. I'm glad to hear that. The Winter Fair, the sale is Saturday and Sunday. Are you in the main building at the fairgrounds?
Yes, we are. And I just want to make sure everybody knows that even though there's a $2 admission charge, the parking is free. So there's no extra charges. And with that $2, you get not only admission, but also a ticket for door prizes.
Oh, okay. So each one of the artisans is donating something for the door prize, or how does that work?
Yeah, we put together baskets from not only members, but also vendors from previous years have donated. And I think we're going to have about 4 baskets. Plus, there's also drawings for gift certificates to spend at Winter Fair. So you get, I think, a $5 or $10 gift certificate to spend at any one of the vendors.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. And this is a good time, I guess, to get started. I hate to say already holiday shopping, but I guess that's what a lot of people do, huh, when they're going through.
That's right.
Okay. The you mentioned some new members. I guess there's 40 juried artisans that are going to be at Winter Fair this year. So you must have some new members, huh? Has it grown over the past year?
Oh, we do. I think the guild has grown by probably 15 to 20 people over the last couple of years.
You know?
And many of these are people who are participating for the first time this year.
Yeah.
So there'll be new people.
Now, the artisans, we've mentioned a little bit about what they're going to be presenting, but if you want to get some real detailed pictures of some of the beautiful artwork that's going to be offered for sale at the Winter Fair, one of you can tell me about your website and what's on it.
Well, we have a website. The address is www.craftguildnevadacounty.org. And from there, you can click on a link to our blog, and we've done interviews of many of the people, and you'll be able to see pictures of what they're going to sell and the kinds of things that they make.
Now, I'm kind of curious, are you a guild that actually juries your members? I mean, do they have to pass some muster before they become a member of the guild, or are you more of a supportive guild?
I would say we're both. I mean, anybody can join, and certainly, actually, there's one member who I don't even think does a craft. She doesn't sell at Winter Fair. She just comes and enjoys the people. But anyone can join. But to be in Winter Fair, your material is looked at.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a juried, as well as the outside vendors are juried, too.
Okay. So how many outside vendors do you have?
Oh, I don't know. It's a minority, but I would say probably maybe 5 to 10, you know, are outside. And most all of them, too, are local people. They may not be in Nevada County, but they're in adjoining counties. So it's pretty much of a local event.
Okay, and does it pretty much fill the main hall then? It sounds like you have quite a few.
Yes. The other thing we'll have is we're going to have a children's area where there's going to be some pumpkin painting and some other activities for children. So if people want to bring their children, actually children 12 and under are free. So if parents are going to be wandering around town this weekend and want to bring their kids, the kids can get in free, and then there's activities for them. We also will have a catered lunch vendor selling, I think, sandwiches and so forth. And we also have a bake sale that members make goodies to sell. So there's a lot. It's a nice place to browse, to shop, as well as to have a good time and also have something good to eat.
Yeah, and have the lunch there, too, and the cookies and
right.
the brownies. I think you got me at those. That'll be good. And I think we're supposed to have some nice weather, aren't we? I'm hoping.
I think
for
it's
the weekend,
be beautiful,
so
yes.
It should be good. It's the Craft Guild of Nevada County's Winter Fair sale of quality handcrafted items. And I know you've been doing this for quite a while. I think it's really a Nevada County tradition. We have a number of artisans, as we just, you know, saw at the tours over the last two
right.
weekends, that are in this community. And I guess I would be remiss if I did not also, Ingrid, mention your husband, Warren.
Right.
Because he gave you a gift to give me, which is some of his artwork, and it's absolutely beautiful. He's going to be selling cards, holiday cards, at the Winter Fair. But tell me about this particular picture on this card.
Well, this is a picture of a pine tree scene with snow, and it's actually our Christmas card. My husband has painted a card for us to send out each year, probably for the last 10 years. And he's a watercolor artist as well as pastels. And so we'll have cards, but I also have originals that I'm hoping that people might buy to give us more wall space at home. But he's very good. He's getting better. And so he's sharing a booth with me this year.
Okay. So look for Warren and Ingrid Knox with the artwork and the hand-woven cloths and towels and that type of thing that Ingrid does. Beryl, I didn't ask you, what's your specialty?
Well, my specialty is hand weaving, but I'm not selling this year. So I'll be at the entryway collecting your tickets at least part of the time.
Okay, well, say hi to Beryl as you come in. What are the hours for Winter Fair?
The hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And that's both Saturday and Sunday of this weekend.
That's correct.
October 22nd and 23rd. And go in and meet the artisans and check out the goods they have for sale. And just also keep in mind that you do have a nonprofit charitable wing of your organization, which also benefits some local organizations. So that's kind of a feel-good thing as well.
Right.
Thanks for coming in. My guests have been Ingrid Knox and Beryl Moody on the Publicity Committee for the Craft Guild of Nevada County's Winter Fair. This is their 29th annual Fall Festival. So you guys have got it down. It's been at this for quite a while. Hope you have a great show.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.